This December 22nd, 2022 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon. Your team plus our team, better together. To learn more about their club management services, visit www.troon.com/management-services. The title of today's Fortnite is Rounds Played, Almost But Not Quite, written by NGF CEO Dr. Joe Bettitz. A year ago, we were putting the finishing touches on a record-setting 2021 with more rounds of golf played at U.S. courses than ever before. And throughout the year, questions lingered. Would demand dip? Would golf's COVID dividends begin to wane? While there has been a slight decline from a year ago, indications are this is attributable to weather more than demand. As we await the imminent release of November's rounds data, we note that play has been down year over year in 6 of 10 months in 2022. There's a good chance November year over year will show a decline too, this based on operator feedback and golf playable hours being down 19% per Pellucid. Projecting the remainder of the year and accounting for a much smaller volume of play and seasonal facility closings, we'll finish just 2% to 3% shy of 2021's record play levels. Not bad at all. There are two important points of note here. First, this expected year-over-year change is in line with typical year-over-year weather-related variances, about plus or minus 2% to 3% annually. Secondly, this is still one of the most productive years for play in history. When we look at 2022, total rounds will end up somewhere between years 2020 and 2021. And when you look at the average, you'll see that all 3 years are well ahead of the 3-year pre-pandemic average. Comparing the 2 3-year periods, COVID-era play is up about 16%. As we barrel into 2023, one of our most frequently asked questions remains, are we going to be able to hold up this volume? Throughout last year, we hedged our bet and said there was too much uncertainty to say for sure. Well, there's probably even more uncertainty ahead for us in 2023. Inflation, rising interest rates, a probable recession, worldwide market and political instability. So, can golf remain a recreational priority even in light of those uncertainties? Judging by the other challenges and uncertainties we've weathered over the last 3 years, it sure seems possible. As ever, we'll keep you posted. Thank you for being a fan of Fortnite. We hope you enjoy reading them as much as we enjoy writing them. From all of us at the NGF, happy holidays and all best wishes. And yes, we'll be back again in a fortnight, 2023.